Hi guys, today we are very exciting. In this new season for 30 Under 30, we have Yiming with us. He's an expert in a project that's especially related to blockchain. I will leave it to him to explain a little bit about it. And at the same time, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, or maybe you're the first time of you listening to a blockchain, all you know is about Bitcoin, you will have to listen to this. Because he's done a lot of projects in many different industries, not only in finance, but many very exciting industry, and I have privileged to meet him around last year, and he invited me to the Facebook HQ to attend and to see blockchain really applied in many amazing industry that helps in terms of growing a business and innovations. So, Yiming, I just want you to maybe introduce a little bit about yourself so people know who are you, what you are doing, who are you serving.
Yeah, so thanks so much, Wilson, for having me on your video series as well. So I'm Yiming. I run Tribe Accelerator. So Tribe Accelerator is the first Singapore government-supported blockchain accelerator, where we work with global corporates, government agencies, startups, industry association to build up the blockchain ecosystem. Because we believe that the blockchain ecosystem should be one where it's collaborative, where friends, competitors can come together as one to collectively build up the entire network itself.
Yeah. Can you share with us, like besides finance, right, fintech, financial technology and all this stuff, you share with me like certain projects. I see it myself. I'm very excited with a few of them. Can you share with like the audience, like, three or five projects that really are out of the financial technology, fintech industry?
So, I mean, great question. I think a lot of blockchain applications revolve around financial industry itself. And I think a lot of people are often saying, is blockchain only used for remittance, only used for payments and stuff like that? So, because a lot of times for new technology, a lot of cases, banks, insurance firms, they're all using this sort of frontier technology to understand how to make their business more efficient. Yeah. But as for things that are out of the financial world, things like IBM, it's working on IBM Food Trust, which is a blockchain platform that allows consumers or distributors, farms to upload their data or to retrieve data from the platform to ensure food security or food safety. So today, if you go to a supermarket itself, you pick up something, maybe an apple, an orange, you can really know the source of origin, which gives you better assurance from food products itself. So that's one example that IBM is working on.
Yeah.
So we also have one company that we work with called Watsala, where they are looking at how to use the same kind of mechanism of what IBM had deployed for food safety on a global scale to look at the niche area of halal food supply. Because today when you pick up a product itself globally, we often use the maybe a logo on the packaging that says, it's halal. But how certain are we that it's really halal? And what halal standards is it based on? So for a Muslim traveling in different parts of the world, I think with this sort of new technology, maybe it can increase their convenience of ensuring that the product that they pick up from the supermarket in different parts of the world is really of a certain quality in terms of a religious standard itself. And also things like we have companies looking at collectibles.
Okay.
So collectibles where a lot of times, because these collectibles are limited edition, they bring it out to like different parts of the world. And I think people often replicate the collectibles because it grows in value. Maybe when it starts selling, it sells for $100. Then it goes out into the market, it sells for $300, $500, and so on. So there's, with the increase in value, the odds of people wanting to do counterfeit products is higher because there's value tied to it. So today, it's how do we really help companies like that allow their consumer to authenticate the product? If like, let's say today the company is in Singapore, they're selling the products, but the product goes to like US, China, Europe, and stuff like that. How can someone sitting there authenticate the product without needing to send it back Can he authenticate using his mobile phone with an IoT chip in the toy and stuff like that? So these are some interesting use cases that we've been seeing in the market itself.
I think it's very interesting. You shared, like just now you shared about What's Halal. I actually have an opportunity to talk to the founders of What's Halal, Mr. Hardy, is it? Yeah. So he shared with me one case example. He bring these two chocolate out, which is like a Cadbury, I think. It's like these two Cadbury look the same, right? It's like one of it with halal sign, one of it without. I was like, what? Then, so a lot of people, he said like, you know, in Singapore, it's very clear, or in Malaysia, it's very clear there is a sign, but then certification body is different. Then how you make sure of that? So I think he showed me like the case study and the example of people actually benefiting from that. So I think that is a very, very great example. And I really love like a lot of the case study. Of course, for those of you that's interested to find out more, you guys can go to Try Accelerator. I think they have a summary of all the projects and you guys can follow some of their events. It's very good to really see how this blockchain not only implemented in like developed country, but I also see a case where it's in developing country and at the same time it's across the globe. So I think one of the questions I have is like, is there any time, you know, you do blockchains, it's a high tech unknown territory, right? Maybe back in 5 years ago, a lot of mistakes and error, things that have not been discovered. Can you share with me, like, if you are willing, share with us, like, what's the biggest mistake that people can make, or maybe you experience yourself, or some of your incubating has experienced themselves in terms of stepping in term in this, you know, blockchains, new tech?
So I think the biggest thing that we see often from a startup perspective is, I think once in a while, people focus too much on the idea of what blockchain is and how to fit blockchain in their solution, right? So it's about, oh, I want to put blockchain into my business. How do I do it?
Yeah.
But we often ask them to take a step back and look at it from the point of view of what is the problem that you are solving?
Okay.
And does blockchain really make sense? Because blockchain is not a magic box where you put everything into blockchain and you become the most sexy startup. It doesn't work that way. Maybe it was at one point in time where there was a lot of hype on this word itself. But today, back at reality, I think what we are actually looking at is what is the problem that this company is supposed to solve, is trying to solve, and what technology makes sense. So today, it really doesn't matter whether a company uses blockchain, AI, machine learning, to solve a problem. If it makes sense, please go ahead. I think at one point in time, we also see a lot of companies producing mobile applications. Yeah. But you have hundreds of mobile applications in your phone, right? All the different apps. But how many do you actually use on a weekly basis? Maybe like 5, maybe like 10. Yeah. But you have like hundreds of them. So that just goes to show that a lot of these applications are really not necessary to be a mobile application. They can stay on as a web, but people just create them because they think that there's more convenience.
Right. Okay.
So from our point of view itself is don't try to force fit blockchain into a business. Try to ask yourself whether it makes sense first or based on the problem that you are solving.
Right. Understand. Yeah. I think that's very interesting. Because I remember like when the first, I think about machine learning, AI and big data, like all this buzzword came out, a lot of startups and even big company take this opportunity and think that, hey, how can I use this, you know, fancy thing inside my company, and so that it increase either to increase values or, you know, to make in terms of press PR and stuff like that. So that's very good perspective. So step back, always about the problem, solving the problem, and then see whether this blockchain can help to solve that problem. Okay. I think next questions I have is actually what kind of results that you can help people generate? I understand you are more onto the, I think, top few, you coach people, you really help in handhold them and also guide them in terms of blockchain and stuff like that. You have experience in that. Like, what kind of results that people can expect when they work with you, for example?
So when they come on board the product itself as a startup, I think they go through multiple phases. So usually at the start, they'll go for different classes where we invite industry experts, mentors to support them and to coach them from on board the direction that they want to take moving forward for the next 3 to 6 months. So they set out a timeline to say, okay, this, over the next 3 to 6 months, we want to achieve this, we want to achieve that, and we want to raise capital at the end of the day, or potentially we want to get a certain partnerships. So we bring on board this mentors first to help them with that. Of course, through the program itself, we will introduce them to investors. And they will have the opportunity to participate in a demo tour where we bring them from like from Singapore to maybe places like Shanghai, Seoul, San Francisco, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, so on and so forth. So these are the some countries that we've been to during our first two batches last year. Mm-hmm. So these are things that we generally do to allow the startups to gain more exposure to different ecosystems and see whether there are interesting business opportunity that lies in different markets itself.
Okay, so I think I have a few more last questions, but I'm just wondering, because I think from the beginning of conversation, we mentioned a lot on startups and new company. Do you have, can you share with us, like, is there any case studies of example or project they work on an existing business that maybe they are already at a scale established business that implement blockchain?
So I think going back to the point that I shared about where this company looking at collectibles.
Yeah.
So in Singapore, we work with this company called Mighty Jax.
Yeah.
So Mighty Jax has already been around in the market for the last 7 to 8 years itself, since they started this journey of selling limited edition collectibles. Today, they are working with Fox, Marvel, Disney, Cartoon Network, so on and so forth, like this sort of large entertainment and media company. And they produce collectibles, limited edition collectibles for them itself. They're already doing very well. Very strong company itself over the many years. But today, the reason why they came forward and say, hey, I want to explore some blockchain solution is because authentication is a big problem that they face with. So a lot of times when people buy a second-hand like Iron Man figurine, they would take a picture and send it back to TJX through email and say, hey, I bought this toy on the secondhand market. Is it real or is it fake?
Right.
Right. And if I'm sitting in Singapore, as in as the authenticator, and the customer is sitting in like US, he can't send the product to me. I mean, this is just going to take a very long period of time. So what he will do is he will take a picture and he will send an email to me with the picture itself. And from my DJX staff, they were like, okay, I think the leg is a little crooked. It's maybe it shouldn't be like this manner. Maybe the color is a little off, but at the end of the day, these are the only things that they can do.
Yeah.
With an image, you can't do much. An image sometimes is due to lighting. Sometimes it's like the leg moving from left to right is because there's wear and tear in products like that. Yeah. So it's hard for the authenticator or the guy assessing the product itself to give a definite statement on whether this product is real or fake.
Right.
Right. And you have better and you have much better counterfeit products going out in the market today with much better techniques on how they do certain replicas itself. So it's getting harder for them to tell. So what if I can put a chip, an NFC chip into the toy that is fused into the body of the toy, and an individual can use his mobile app with an NFC scanner to scan and to determine whether this product is real or fake. So it's instantaneous.
Understand.
That he gets his result, and from a consumer perspective, you get some form of buyer confidence when you purchase a secondhand product itself. So we think that that's actually quite interesting itself.
Yeah. Actually, means it's like, it still go back to like, even though you're a big company or a small company, it still go back to that problem. You discover the problem and whether blockchain is a way to solve that problem, which in this case is one of the best way I think possible. You can't really transport human or even the stuff back. It takes forever. Yeah. So one last question I have. I'm not sure. Is there any exciting blockchain projects in any industry that you are like just recently heard of, or maybe something that you've been looking at it, following it? Is there anything that you can share with us? Like maybe for those of us that didn't follow blockchain, maybe it's something that we can learn or something that like we can check out? What is it about?
I think there are like a number of different use cases that we've seen. Of course, things like collectibles, the same kind of application can be applied to whiskies, wines that we purchase to authenticate the products itself. Today, we buy, people buy limited edition sneakers, buy branded bags as well. Right. So there were instances where you buy a branded bag and you walk out from a store and it's actually fake. Wow. Because the staff did a swap on the product itself, which most likely when you go into a real store, you bring out, you will think that the product is 100% real, right? Yeah. But there were instances that happened before in different parts of the world of things like that. So I think things like that are extremely useful for consumer perspective. I wouldn't say these are the technically out of the world projects where people are like, wow, this is technically very strong, like as a project, but application is things that most people don't understand. But as for this kind of consumer driven projects, it's very consumer friendly. So people will start understanding. And also things like telemedicine services. So today itself in different countries, a lot of times the doctor will issue you a prescription and you have to take the prescription to the pharmacy to collect your medicine itself. Right. A lot of times, because these are just plain pieces of paper, right? And just a signature, a lot of times there's problems with like forgery, people print the paper and purchase medicine that they were not issued or not prescribed to purchase. So how can we use blockchain to solve this sort of problems?
Right.
Through the entire within the entire healthcare ecosystem itself. So I think these are some interesting use cases that we've been seeing.
Yeah.
Of course, we hope that there will be more over the next few years. I think this technology, even though I think this technology has been around for probably quite a number of years already, more than 10 years already. But in itself, I think from an application perspective, we are at the start of the cycle. And I think over the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be able to see more of this development in this space itself.
Right. Okay. So I think, is there any last key takeaways or things that you want to share for the audience? I think we are 20 minutes in right now. Is there any takeaways, whether it's about blockchains, about technologies, about like, you know, starting a business or solving a problem that you can share?
I think like way after this conversation itself, I think early on when we talk, not focusing so much on buzzwords, but focus on the problem that you're trying to solve, the efficiency you want to bring to the market itself, because that will always be relevant. Today, we are talking about blockchain, but maybe like 3 years later, who knows, there might be a new technology coming out, right? We see 5G coming on board. We see new different technologies coming on board itself. So technology moves really fast. And if people that focus on too much of buzzwords, they might fail to pinpoint the actual problem in which they want to solve based on their solution itself. So I think focusing on problem will always be key and will always be the mandations that we give to startup.
Yeah, so I think that's very good. So like always focus back to the principles, but instead of like the strategy tactics and all the new tricks right nowadays, people, thanks Yiming, thanks a lot. For those of you that maybe you are either running a business or you have an idea of, you know, maybe you think blockchain is a great solution for it, I think Yiming and the team have a resources, whether it's their website or even maybe there's a way you can contact them. And maybe Yiming later can share that they might be able to guide you along, especially for those of you like based around these regions or even in Singapore, maybe you can schedule a meeting maybe, right? I'm not sure how they can contact you. Maybe you can share what kind of target audience that and how they can contact you.
Yeah. So basically, you can contact us through www.tribeaccelerator.co. And there's a contact form where you can reach out to us and fill in your queries off. And we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Of course, we look at startups that are already revenue coming in with product market fit and how they can come in to look at blockchain as a technology to potentially make their business more efficient, more secure, solving some consumer related problems itself. So we help startups to assess this kind of scenarios and give them the best solution going forward.